Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What do you think of the NFL players taking a knee during the national anthem? I think the cause behind it is true, but I don't like the execution of it.
.47 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Money tracker Don Grant will be with us shortly. Now it's time for three big things.
Three.
Terror attack in New York City. Eight people dead after a truck mows down victims along a bike path not far from the site of the World Trade Center.
Two.
Baseball for the second straight year. There's going to be a final Game 7 at the World Series. Dodgers-Astros tonight.
One.
A two-alarm fire burns a strip mall in northeast Wichita overnight at 21st and Woodlawn. Three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We have a three-vehicle traffic accident. This is at K254 and Greenwich Road. Three vehicles involved in this traffic accident. Really slowing things down around there, so you want to avoid that again. Greenwich and K254. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jed Chambers.
Take a look at the weather forecast here on November 1st. High today of 63 degrees, much warmer than yesterday. Sky is clearing off as well. Tonight, partly cloudy, an overnight low down to 45, not as cool as tonight. And tomorrow on Thursday, we're looking for a high of 69 degrees, but then a cool front comes through tomorrow afternoon. Right now in Wichita, we have a partly cloudy sky, a breeze out of the south, 38 degrees. We're on our way to a high of 63. There's your weather forecast. KNSS Weather, brought to you by the Monarch. Voted one of the best bourbon bars in America by the Bourbon Review. Yum. Located at 579 West Douglas in historic Delano. What a great place to hang out. The Monarch is 649 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Money tracker Don Grant in studio
morning.
With us this morning. Hello. How do you get on the Bourbon Review?
Well, I think you probably call them up and say, "Hey, we've got a lot of bourbons we're serving." Yeah, no, I have no idea. I don't know if there's people scouring the country looking for places, but I think they. And how does the Bourbon Review get created? Is it
How do I get to be a part of that?
It might be an industry organization, you know,
perhaps
that helps promote the industry.
So that some cheesehead like me can't just stumble in and.
And say, well,
proclaim myself as an expert.
Sure you could. And if you were to write positive things about places around the country, they would love you.
I guess that's you're correct.
You know, yeah. So I don't know. I have no idea.
I'd have to call it something, Teddy's Bourbon Review or something.
Yeah. Theodore's.
Come up with my own accreditation.
Theodore Whiskey.
A man from Pennsylvania who stole a buck and a houseplant he thought was marijuana during a series of break-ins,
like a deer,
now sentenced up to 15 years in prison.
Really?
A 21-year-old was sentenced to anywhere from 7.5 to 15 years after pleading guilty to robbery and three counts of burglary. Broke into a bar and grill in Allentown, Pennsylvania. Okay. Manager confronted the suspect, then backed off when the suspect pointed a gun at him.
Well, that
then he
it.
Made off with one of those keepsake dollars. Sometimes you see in a bar.
Like the first dollar somebody paid.
Yeah, that's what he ran away with, which meant, it meant something to the owner, obviously.
Yeah.
From there, the dude broke into a house, and then he left with a plant.
Okay.
He then threatened a woman with his gun, took her purse, and then he was arrested.
Yeah. Well, it's the gun thing that's making the 7 to 15 years. Not the dollar.
That's not the,
dollar and
the
purse.
The dollar.
Plant.
The plant, and then a purse. Yeah.
What was it, a Venus flytrap or something?
Who knows what's going on there.
Some kind of fern.
Pennsylvania, yes.
Yeah.
Probably. It is 6:51 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Ooh. Money tracker Don Grant, CFP, joining us right here every weekday morning at this time.
And yeah.
Don, how do I slash my taxes?
Well, you move overseas.
Ah.
That's how you do it. The average annual property tax bill for all homeowners across the United States, according to an article from internationalliving.com, is $3,296. Now, narrow it down to states like California, New York, Virginia, or Massachusetts, and the average is about $7,000 per year. Pack it up and move it overseas, and you'll see a reduction in that directly related to the lower cost of living places like Mexico, Belize, and Nicaragua. Now, a three-bedroom home on a half-acre lot with a view of the bay of Corozal, Belize, costs expats no more than $50 in property taxes. A two-bedroom beachfront condo in the Cayes, or Cayes, whatever, C-A-Y-E-S, with a view of the Caribbean, has an annual property tax liability of less than $300. Well, let's say you want to be a bit closer to the U.S., say in Mexico. Living in Playa del Carmen, a popular vacation spot, is extremely low. The municipality of residence in each state of Mexico sets the rate for each property, and the average home or condo property tax may be just a few hundred dollars a year. In Nicaragua, property values paid to the municipal government are approximately 1% of the cadastral value of the property. Now, that may sound similar to what we pay in America, but the cadastral value is calculated considerably lower than the actual market value of the land. Rural and farmland are essentially exempt from property taxes. If you have investment income, you're good in Belize. Capital gains taxation does not exist there. That's another type of taxes. But Mexican capital gains taxes are assessed at about 25% of the declared value of the transaction, or 30% of the net value of the gain from the sale. So if you buy something and sell it and you make a percentage of it, then it's going to be taxed to some degree, but not as much as here. The time the investment was held, costs associated with the transactions, improvements, and other allowable expenses will, of course, lower that taxable gain as well, as they do here. Now, these are cost savings that are often overlooked in retirement planning, and it's always best to work with a specialist who knows international taxation, of course, before committing to a move overseas. And if you have any questions, you can give me a call, number 634-2222.
Yeah, it's like that old song, Belize, release me, let me go. That's a different
that's
Belize.
Right. Yeah, yes. Yeah, wrapped up like a whatever in the middle of the night.
Do you have any offshore property done? Yeah, maybe it's a personal question you don't want to answer. Maybe you do have.
Well, I get maybe called up with a subpoena in front of somebody or something. But no, not presently. Although I did live and work in Europe, so I did have I had a French bank account, and yeah, it was nothing I was hiding or anything. But you just had to have it to write checks and stuff.
Is that a goal of yours someday to ever have any foreign property, or is that?
I wouldn't mind having an apartment on Île Saint-Louis in Paris.
See, wouldn't
you know?
That be
I mean,
nice?
I would love to have a little two-bedroom place that we could escape to.
Heck
and I could
yes.
let my friends and family use or stick on Airbnb or something, you know? I
yeah, mean,
I would love to have a place, but I don't know if that'll happen. I could see maybe at some point renting a place there and hanging out for a couple of months. But
no kidding.
Yeah. Man, that would be nice, huh?
Part of the jet set right there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, get my own airplane. Yeah.
Slash your taxes.
Yeah, then I could slash my taxes. Now, I don't know what property taxes are in Paris, France, but I don't think they're as cheap as in Nicaragua or
Costa Rica. You would not
Costa
think.
Rica.
No.
Yeah.
Some of those in Belize.
Yeah, no, they get their taxes, although people pride themselves in not paying taxes in France.
Really?
And then whenever a new president comes in, they have an amnesty. And so everybody just waits until the new president comes in. It's like a tradition. It's really funny.
So that's the way they do things.
Yeah, exactly.
And
exactly.
Of course, they think the way we do things is funny too.
Yeah,
everybody's
yeah.
got their own. Well, Don, thanks for stopping in.
Well,
did you have a good
you.
Halloween last night? Any
we did
any items
we had,
to report.
We had a few little goblins come around,
yeah.
And I don't know this year maybe because it was cold and it was a Tuesday, but our neighborhood can rally. You know, when it comes to Halloween, we're not like College Hill, but we've got a good organizing group and they put things together. But it didn't happen last night. They're just
well, like you said,
a little apathetic.
Cold weather and Tuesday kind of
yeah
put
yeah.
some of that damper on
Friday or Saturday for Halloween. Ooh, yeah, you
yeah.
watch out.
Hello,
Yeah.
All right, Don. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank
we'll see you tomorrow morning. That's Money Tracker Don Grant, CFP, right here on Steve and Ted. Coming up, the KNSS Morning News. More on the terror attack in New York City yesterday and a big fire in northeast Wichita. Steve and Ted, 98.7, 1330 KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.